Hello, this is David Landis. I'm a sculptor in Atlanta, and my studio is down near Turner Field, downtown Atlanta. I've been doing this roughly 25 years in one fashion or another, different materials. Much of my work is influenced by animal forms and natural images, sometimes taken out of context, like an individual butterfly wing precariously balanced for an outdoor piece. At first, you might think it's an abstraction, but as you approach it closer, you find out that it's actually a wing, and you see the vein patterns, and it's those little details you don't see till after the fact. For this show, I've created a large botanical piece, and it's a bloodroot flower. I chose it because it has a wonderful dynamic quality, like a firework exploding. And it's an interesting plant. The plant's poisonous, you know, cause death, it'll kill you. But it's also could be used for medicinal purposes, and I like the duality that exists with that. For my outdoor work, I generally use stainless steel. You know, I like it. It's quite durable. It's sturdy. But mainly I like it. I like the reflective quality. It blends and absorbs the surroundings. It reflects clouds, sky, trees, and people. Bringing them into the work, I really like that part about it. You know, as you see your own reflection, and you see your sky and the clouds behind you, and you see the piece itself, it becomes part of the site, part of the place, and part of the people that are there. I'm also really interested in the temporal quality and the delicate quality of flowers, or any flower, not just the bloodroot. You know, it's interesting to think of trying to grasp, take this delicate object, hold it, preserve it forever in stainless steel, making it permanent. It's a nice duality. I like that aspect about it, too. I want to really thank Roswell. What a great place. The arts have been embraced there. Everyone has worked really hard to bring this show together. I'm just really honored to be a part of it. So, thank you, Roswell.